You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Let's give a classic dessert a Japanese twist with this amazing hojicha tiramisu recipe. This elegant dessert is both familiar and excitingly different. Okay, let's see how it's made. So, why hojicha? Well, its toasty, caramel-like flavor perfectly mirrors the depth of espresso. You see, hojicha actually starts as green tea, but a special roasting process completely transforms it. The science behind that flavor? It's the Maillard reaction. The same magic that sears a steak. Now that we know the science, let's see how you can make this dessert in your own kitchen. The ingredients are simple, but getting the steps right is really the key to a perfect tiramisu. First up, you'll make this soaking liquid. It should taste sweet and intensely roasted. Next, get that cream ready. The goal is a light, airy texture, all tinted with hojicha. And finally, you assemble your layers. Letting it set overnight is key for the flavors to meld. But what's the most common mistake when you're making tiramisu? Let's make sure you avoid it. Yep, it's soggy lady fingers. A quick dip is all you need for that perfect texture. You know, tiramisu is just the start. This roasted tea is super versatile in the kitchen. Think lattes, mochas, or even a stunning affogato poured right over some vanilla ice cream. So, are you ready to give your dessert a delicious roasted twist? Get in there and start experimenting. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.